For a holy war of prayer and preaching of the cross to pull down the strongholds of Satan. For Jesus our Lord and Savior is about to come back for his bride, whom he has washed and cleansed and made holy, without spot or wrinkle, by his blood which he shed on the cross for us. You ambassadors of Christ, you soldiers of the cross, you precious diamonds, stand up tall and straight, be counted, be recognized, be identified, and rejoice in the soon coming back of the Lord our God.
Yeah.
On this program, I want to teach on how things will turn out at the end of this dispensation of time. For many people are worried that we are in this time. And by the looks of things, we are getting closer. The earthquakes, the terrible tsunamis that we hear about, the weather patterns completely going crazy. Yes, the Bible prophesies of these things. But what will happen during the tribulation or just before the tribulation? The Bible is very clear on how people will operate during that time. The Bible teaches it's like in the days of Noah. When we study the book of Genesis, it tells us that men's hearts were filled with evil and violence continually. And Noah preached that he was going to send a flood, but nobody paid attention except for his own household. But here in this dispensation of time, when we come to the end, and nobody knows when that will be, it tells us that the Lord will remove his church like he removed Noah into the ark, so the Lord will remove his church. And then he will bring terrible judgments upon this earth for about 7 year period of time. When you study the world, when you study the Word of God, it will be a one world government system. All the nations of the earth will be under one government. Even though there's in those 7 years, there's going to be rebellion and fighting amongst them, it'll still be run by a person called the Mr. 666 and or the Antichrist. Yes, we can study that in the book of Revelation. So my advice for you, for all who are listening, would be to go to that book, the book of Revelation, and check it out if it lines up with the times we are in now. It does not, because the Bible teaches us the waters will turn to blood, the fish in the sea will all die. It's unbelievable what will happen during that time. But I want to speak today on the human beings. They will be so against God. They will not say there is no God, but they will curse him. That is interesting. In today's age, people are claiming there is no God. They believe in evolution. But during that time, everybody will be assured that there is a God and that he is the ruler, but they will curse him and will not cease from their wicked deeds. The Bible teaches us in Isaiah chapter 26 in verse 10, let favor be shown to the wicked, yet will he not learn righteousness in the land of uprightness. He will deal unjustly and will not behold the majesty of the Lord. So regardless what you show a wicked person, regardless how God tries to reach him, it tells us he will not turn from his wicked ways. He will not learn righteousness. So I will teach on what will happen to the earth in those days when the unrighteous will rule. I will teach on what will happen during the 7 year period of tribulation. But before I get into it, I will ask the Lord to bless us. Heavenly Father, I come before you in Jesus' name. And I pray, Lord, that you will anoint this message. You will open people's hearts to the signs of the times and the truth of Scripture. I thank you for your grace, and I ask you to anoint this message and bless the listener in Jesus' name. Amen. For those of you who are listening, while I preach on what the Word of God teaches about this terrible time, you do not have to be afraid, because God has made a way of an escape. He gives us the blood of Jesus to cleanse us from all our sins, and thus we will be kept from that awful time of tribulation. The Bible teaches us in Revelations chapter 3 in verse 10, because you have kept the word of my faith, I will also keep you from the hour of temptation that shall come to try them that dwell upon the earth. In Isaiah chapter 24 in verse 1, it tells us, behold, the Lord maketh the earth empty, and maketh it waste, and turned it upside down, and scattered abroad the inhabitants thereof. And it shall be as with the people, so with the priest, as with the servant, so as with his master, as with the maid, so with her mistress, as with the buyer, so with the seller, as with the lender, so with the borrower, as with the taker of usury, so with the giver of usury. So here's something that he is telling us. There are not going to be any favors shown. People will be all in the same predicament, regardless what office you hold in the land, or regardless how wealthy you are, it will not matter. The people of that time will all experience the horror when God starts to bring his wrath upon this earth. It tells us the land shall be utterly emptied and utterly spoiled, for the Lord has spoken this word. The earth mourned and faded away. The world languished and faded away. And the haughty people of the earth do languish. So here the Bible teaches us on how the people will operate, how they will cry and scream. When I study the book of Revelation, it gives us unimaginable descriptions of the diseases that are going to be. People will have boils on themselves that's going to give them pain like they've never seen before. The grass will all dry up. The trees will all dry up. The waters will be turned into blood. The Bible teaches us that the animals will turn against the human nations, the human beings. Many will be killed by wild animals. It's going to be a crazy 7-year period. And during that period, God will protect the Israeli people. They will be in God's protection. Just like in the days of Egypt, when the plagues came to Egypt, God will have protection for the Jewish nation. The Christians will all be gone, those who have accepted Jesus Christ before the tribulation. But during the tribulation, the Bible teaches us many will turn to the Lord and will have to die for their belief. Yes, the Antichrist will kill many. The Bible teaches us that he will prevail against the saints. He will overcome them. In Isaiah chapter 24 in verse 5, it tells us, the earth also is defiled under the inhabitants thereof, because they have transgressed the laws, changed the ordinances, broken the everlasting covenant. Therefore hath a curse devoured the earth, and they that dwell therein are desolate. Therefore the inhabitants of the earth are burned, and few men left. According to Scripture, there's going to be billions of people. We have about close to 8 billion people on this earth. Many will be raptured, and many will still be here during that time. And it tells us that during that 7-year period of time, almost two-thirds of the world's population will be annihilated by horrible disease,
fighting or wars in that time, and the terrible destruction that God will bring. The weather will be a constant threat to the people on the earth. So it tells us, and this all happens because they changed the ordinance, they broke the everlasting covenant, and we can see how they're already changing the covenants with God and the laws and the rules and the regulations. It's unbelievable what we are watching today. So God is giving us a warning before time. If you do not turn, you will experience these things. So I am giving you warning from the Word of God. You need to turn to Jesus for the forgiveness of sin. People need to repent. What we're seeing today, especially with the technology that we have, people can plug into the worst garbage that is being fed through that portal, like phones and TVs. They can watch whatever pornography they want. It just shakes your mind, and it's getting worse and worse and worse. It tells us in Isaiah chapter 24 in verse 19, the earth is utterly broken down. The earth is clean dissolved. The earth is moved exceedingly. The earth shall reel to and fro like a drunkard, and shall be removed like a cottage. And the transgression thereof shall be heavy upon it, and it shall fall and not rise again. And one of these days, when God will come back to settle this horrifying stuff will never come up again. Yes, the earth will last for 1,000 years after the tribulation, but the horror and the transgressions and the evil stuff that are upon it during the tribulation will never rise upon the earth again. Because after the 7-year period, tribulation period, there's 1,000 years of peace. And God will rule from Jerusalem. And he will take the government on his shoulder. And he will not allow sin to overtake this world. Yes, people will have to abide by his rule. Yes, what a great time that will be when Jesus finally comes to bring this world and this earth unto himself. In Isaiah chapter 24 in verse 21, it tells us, and it shall come to pass in that day, listen to this one, that the Lord shall punish the hosts of the high ones that are on high. That means the demonic realm. He will bring them down, and the kings of the earth upon the earth, and those kings and nations that have pledged allegiance to the demonic realm. Here is what will happen to them. And they shall be gathered together as prisoners are gathered in a pit, and shall be shut up in the prison. This is very, very interesting. At the end of the great tribulation, the Lord God himself will gather the demonic realm together, and the kings of the earth, the nations of the earth who hate God, and they shall be gathered together and will be like prisoners gathered in a pit, and shall be shut up in prison. For how long will they be shut up? For 1,000 years. After the 1,000-year reign, they will be brought forth and be brought to judgment, because it tells us, after many days shall they be visited. So we need to pay attention to those things. We need to teach our children about the love of Jesus, because they are the ones, I'm sure, and we may even see that time. The Bible doesn't teach us or show us when that time will come. It tells us the day and the hour knoweth no man except for God. So we need to be ready for the Lord to come to take us unto himself so that we can escape that awful, terrible time of tribulation. And how do you escape it? You escape it by placing your faith in the finished work of the cross. It's the blood of Jesus that cleanses us from all sin. Jesus shed his blood at the cross for all of us. The Bible teaches us he became sin for us who knew no sin, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. So my advice for you, to those all of you who are listening, turn to Jesus today, for tomorrow can be far too late. So let the Lord open your heart to this and make you a blessing to yourself. Amen.
Jesus liebt mich ganz gewiss, weil man's in der Bibel liest. Kindlein, komm zum lieben Christ, weil es schwach ermächtig ist. Oh, Jesus liebt mich.
Whenever I teach on an end times message, I will always bring forth an encouragement for the believers. For we know that we will one day have to appear at that time where Jesus will come to take his bride unto himself. The Bible teaches us very clearly that before the tribulation period can begin, before that one world government can come to fruition, before the Antichrist will be revealed, before the Mr. 666 will take the reins of the governments of the whole world, before that can happen, the Bible teaches us the one holding him back will hold back until he is taken out of the way. And for any Christian who studies the Bible will begin to realize that we are the salt of the earth and we are holding back the evil one. And it will not happen until we are taken out of the way. Just like Noah in the days of the flood. Just like Lot, when Sodom and Gomorrah were destroyed, the Bible teaches us that the angels came unto Lot and said, "Get you out of this city, for we can do nothing until you are departed." So just like that, the Lord will take unto himself his bride. And only then, after that, will the Antichrist be released on this planet. And that is found in Revelation chapter 6. So the question will be asked, can the rapture be found in the Old Testament? Yes, we can see it in the New Testament in quite a few places. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, it tells us, "We shall not all die, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. The dead in Christ shall rise first, and we which are alive and remain shall be changed." And then in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, in verse 15, it tells us, "For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. Wherefore comfort yourselves one another with these words." So Jesus is telling us to comfort one another. But the question will be asked, is the rapture found in the Old Testament? Very interesting question. I want to bring forth a scripture out of Isaiah chapter 26 in verse 19. I read it from the New Living Testament. "For these who die in the Lord will live, their bodies will rise again. These who sleep in the earth will rise up and sing for joy. For your life-giving light will fall like dew on your people in the place of the dead." So there's a scripture that teaches us we will rise from the graves, just like it tells us the dead in Christ shall rise first. And then in Isaiah chapter 6 in verse 20, it says, "Come, my people, enter thou into thy chambers. Shut the doors about thee. Hide thyself, as it were, for a little moment, until the indignation be overpassed." So he's basically calling us to come home and to shut the door behind us. We will be taken into heaven, where we will be safe. For a little moment. How long is that moment? For 7 years. And then it goes on to say in verse 21, "For the behold, the Lord comes out of his place to punish the inhabitants of their earth for their iniquity. The earth also will disclose her blood and shall no more cover the slain." So here is the rapture described, and the terrible destruction that God will bring upon the earth during the 7-year tribulation period on this earth. We need to look unto the Lord for salvation. We need to be part of those that will be taken from this earth before that final destruction will come. And the way you do that is you turn to Jesus for salvation. You give him your life and your heart. "For those that come to me," he says, "I will in no wise cast out." If you accept Jesus as your Savior, you will have your eternal glories in heaven for the rest of eternity. So give God, give Jesus your life and heart today, for tomorrow can be far too late. Let the Lord open your heart to this and make you a blessing.
Here at Reaching Out Ministries, we would like to thank you for your generous support. Please continue to pray for us as we press on in the call that God has placed before us. We would love to hear from you. Please write to us at Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2.